Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. It's Wednesday, and of course, the players are hard at work here at the permanent practice facility in Alameda to get ready for their upcoming opponent, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, of course, as you know, each week we check in with host of the Raiders Report, JT the Brick, to give us his weekly assessment of the team. And after we do that, well, I'm going to tell you what you can see in-game this Sunday at the Coliseum. JT, take it away.
Thanks, Jeanette. Great opportunity for the Raiders this Sunday as the Jacksonville Jaguars come to O.co Coliseum. As we've talked all week, there's no such thing as a moral victory in the NFL, but hopefully a lot of good comes out of that loss in Atlanta, where the Raiders lost 23-20, and they outgained Atlanta. When it came to the statistical categories, the Raiders played a very strong game, but they didn't win it. So what do they have to do? Bring the positives from that game and take it out on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville has one of the best players in football at running back in Maurice Jones-Drew. For the last five seasons, he's been a fantasy football beast. Raiders got to do a great job at tackling him. It'll take two players to just bring him to the ground. And it's a homecoming for MJD. As he played high school football at De La Salle, he'll be motivated to play in front of friends and family. Jacksonville also has Justin Blackmon at wide receiver. He's a big physical presence. I think the Raiders got to double team him in the red zone. But Jacksonville, they rank close to dead last in most offensive categories, but the Raiders can't take them lightly. They got to blitz Blaine Gabbert. I like what Jason Tarver and the defense did last week, dialing up those blitz packages. Keep that going. Three turnovers with interceptions. Make some big plays. Do what old school Raider teams used to do. Take what you want, stop the run, and get some interceptions. Now on offense, I like the play of Carson Palmer. Other than that late interception, he played a very strong game. He made plays outside the pocket, finding Myers, the tight end, over the middle of the field. Denarius Moore had another big game, and we're still waiting for Darren McFadden to have that breakout consistent game. He is running the ball hard, and hopefully the holes open up against the Jaguars. Now, no matter where you thought the Raiders' record would be at this point in the season, when you saw the schedule when it came out, this is where the Raiders must build momentum. They have Jacksonville at home, then they take on AFC divisional rival Kansas City before coming back to take on Tampa Bay. These are three winnable games coming up where the silver and black can get the season going in the right direction. Back to you, Jeanette.
Thank you, JT. Well, fans, thanks for listening to the end. Now you can find out what's going on at the next Raiders home game. It's a celebration of 50 years of football's fabulous females. There will be over 300 former Raiderettes performing not only the national anthem, but pregame and a halftime performance of the decades. So coming out to this Sunday's game, get your tickets now right here at Raiders.com, or you can call 1-800-RAIDERS. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield.